If you haven't done this before, then it's quite simple. You don't need to do anything except get comfy. You don't have to listen to my voice. You don't have to follow any instructions. You just have to get comfy and drift. And just to acknowledge here that getting comfy can sometimes not be straightforward. It's not something that you can necessarily do instantly. So give yourself the opportunity to try stuff out, maybe a cushion under your knees or behind your head. And if that doesn't work, you can plump it up or take it out or change it up in any way that you like. Just in the same way that it's not always possible to just relax. In fact, rarely possible to just relax. It's a process and an invitation. So perhaps if you'd like to invite yourself to relax, invite yourself to get just as comfy as you can. You're welcome to lie or sit, just as you please. And I'm gonna use some chimes here. And if you fall asleep, that's okay too. Here they come, here come the chimes. It's time to get ready for this yoga nidra, where the intention is to embrace both heat and coolness with acceptance. And it's all an invitation that you can take or leave. You can't get this wrong. Giving yourself space to stretch and wriggle around. Maybe wiggle your shoulders, wiggle your jaw. And you're welcome to move through the practice in your quest for comfort. And falling asleep is fine too. So this is what's going to happen. We're going to have a bit of settling in with breathing and sound, listening to sounds. And then we're going to go on a tour around the body, feeling coolness in different parts of the body. And there'll be a story about a dragon. And then we make our way back via the breath and sounds again. And you can let your eyes soften or close if you like that. And you don't even have to listen. You can just let my voice wash over you, just being aware that there is a voice here. As you let your body settle downwards towards the earth. Notice the contact beneath your head, the texture of your hair there, the contact behind your shoulders, the support there. Perhaps you can feel the sense of fabric on skin, or the heaviness of your shoulders. Noticing the weight of the pelvis as it sinks, softens into the support beneath you. Just letting it be heavy. Noticing your thighs and knees and ankles, the weight of your legs as they are supported. Mm. And noticing your feet, the texture of your socks, maybe. Feeling of toes. The whole body heavy and softly releasing into the earth. And as the body releases, it's as though the support comes up to meet you, to hold you safe. Just noticing cool air as it comes into your nostrils, and the warmth of the air as it leaves. There's no effort required here. Taking in the coolness and releasing out heat. Letting the cool air soothe you as it enters. And noticing how the heat moves away from the body as you breathe out. Noticing the sounds around you, this voice, my voice. Any other sounds around you in the room? Noticing the sounds that your body makes. Creaking, whispering, rumbling. And letting that go, and to bring your attention into your heart. And connecting here with a sense of something good coming your way. A sense of anticipation. A sense of something lovely coming towards you. That will reveal itself. Feeling that excitement and anticipation in your heart. A little space to enjoy the pleasure of anticipation. And then letting that go, we're going to take a journey around the body. And it's as though there is a gentle stream cooling each part of the body as it is named. If you would like, you could bring attention to your tongue, the tip, the body and the base of the tongue, as though a bubbling stream bubbles, cooling the tongue. And then tracking inside the head, the cool cave, the cool interior into the inner ears and the outer ears, the shell of the ears and the folds and the lobes, touched with cool water